The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Farrell on the bench with Carver High. Toll free, the number 844-843-6879. That's toll free again, 844-843-6879. So, Carver High, I had a bad day today, with the cable guy. The guy never showed up. Can you imagine that? Well, here's what happened. So I don't know if you knew this or not. Like, I thought I told you, but Saturday, my guy put in all the, did I tell you this story already? Like at some point on at Coast to Coast in a break or something like that? Okay, so the guy showed up. My boy Eddie showed up and put in all the TVs and the sound system, you know, for the studio and the rec room. And, I mean, it cost me an arm and a leg, right? So the guy that put in the wires a month ago, before the construction started, the guy that came in and did all the cable, he ran new lines down there, put them in, the whole deal, good to go, ready to go. Then he he had one into the rec room, one into the studio, whole new cable system for the the downstairs, right? Separate from the one in the house that you know, that is the open season for everyone, the main unit, like the one I'm on right now. So I'm not in the studio right now. I'm not there. I'm in the chops room. So I've been on this line in here for a year, right? So ever since COVID started. So I built the studio to change all that and to, you know, broadcast from there now, from now on. Okay. So one thing leads to another. The guy comes in a month ago and puts in the lines from outside, street to house to down through the basement, ran the lines, new lines, separate lines than the one I have existing. They're completely separate. Guy does it. Cool dude. No problem. He's working all day. Got it done. I give him a big fat tip. I'm like, here, man, get some booze, get some beer, get some dinner. You're good. Thank you. You're good to go. I appreciate you. Blah, blah, blah. So sure enough, my guy comes and does the TVs on Saturday, and he's there all day for like 10 hours and installing everything. And I mean, you know, the studio's really nice, and so is the rec room. They're really nice. And so he goes to work, and this guy's really good at what he does, and he puts both of them in. Like, both rooms are done. Everything's Gandhi. They're both amazing, you know, TVs and sound systems. Sure enough, the guy turns it on. It doesn't work. Not because of him, but because of the cable. So sure enough, the cable doesn't work. You can't get a signal. Can't get anything. We're on the phone with a cable company for like an hour and 40 minutes. That was the one call that I got through that I wasn't disconnected twice. So one of the calls, I was on there for 20 minutes and I got disconnected right in the middle of it. I call back. I tell the guy I got disconnected. They start from scratch again. I go, I go 25, 30 minutes then. We welcome in our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map and Sports Byline. It's Pharrell on a bench with Carver High on a Monday night. Anyway, so, you know, bottom line is, I'm on the phone the second time with the guy for 25, 30 minutes, and the phone disconnects again. By this point, I am absolutely just completely livid. I mean, like, violently upset with, you know, just being hung up on twice. Like, just disconnected right in the middle of the call. Like, I'm 25 minutes deep into this problem, trying to solve it, right? Like, they try to solve these problems at the cable outfit, right, at the cable company. They do it right over the phone. They're trying to get a signal, and they're hitting all these buttons, and they try to get, you know, get it working. Sure enough, both first two calls got disconnected, and never once did the guy call me back. I told him my number. I was like, dude, if I get disconnected, call me back. Here's my number. Both dudes blew me off, right? That's how scummy that whole scene is. And then I said, I called a third time. By the third time, I get on the phone, and I am just absolutely just not a nice person. I am just not friendly at all, and I am not cool. And I'm just, I explained to him what happened, and I'm like, dude, honestly, like, you guys suck. How bad do you suck that you keep disconnecting me? Like, what the F is going on over there? What kind of Hamtramck tech are you running over there? I mean, honestly, can you keep me on the effing line? So this guy didn't let me. And imagine me yelling at you. I start screaming and yelling. I'll scare you. Okay. So I'm on the phone with this guy, and he says, listen, at the end of the day, none of them can get it going. None of them can make it work. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. This is truly unbelievable. So they're like, everyone had a theory. It's the line from the street to the house. There's a, you know. And then finally, at the end of this rope that I was going to hang myself on, they told me, we got to come out. I was like, are you kidding me? So I had to make an appointment. So I made an appointment for Monday. Guy's going to be there between 11 and 2. Then they call me at 2 and say he won't be there till 8. So from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m., sans the 2 hours I did coast to coast, I waited all day for this guy. He never showed up ever. I hope he gets Rhea in his underwear. All right, for all in events with Carver High. You know, the reason I told you that story, Carver High, was because I figured today, if the guy showed up on effing time, or at least showed up at some effing time in 9 hours, that the dude would have, you know, fixed the problem, you know, got the cable working. I can't do anything without the router, the modem, the cable, the signal. I need it all going, right? And you'd think he'd come and fix it in the, you know, 3 hour window. Okay. Then they give me a 1 to 8 and the guy never showed for the entire 9 hours. And then if he would have showed, then I would have had the golden muzzy, you know, as the first guest ever in the new Magic City studios at the Pharrell Palatial. He would have been, I would have had it all set up for the muzzy. If this actual sex toy would have showed up. Since we were talking about sex toys earlier, I thought I'd call him a sex toy. The tree branch sex toy, Carver High. The guy, the cable guy that didn't show up. And to the guy that I gave the fat tip to, and thank you for the great job, and I bought you dinner and booze and hookers. You know, screw you too. I hope you're listening, you loser. You suck. I hate you forever. Tip some dude a bunch of money and he didn't do it right. You idiot. I don't even care. And I'm not nice. I could have had the muzzy. Instead, I'm talking to him next to my daughter's underwear stand. It's embarrassing. What's happening, muzzy?
Yo, bro, you good or what?
I'm great, man. I was supposed to have a guy fix my new studio, and he didn't show up and, like, kept leaving messages with my wife. He might be sleeping with my wife. This guy called her so many times. I don't know what's going on, but some shifty stuff's going on over here, Muzzy, and I got a brand new Magic City Studios in the Frohlo Palatial. It's very plush, very plush. And I was trying to get it set up today so that you would be the first guest. Once I found out you were coming on, I was like, you got to show up before 8 and get it done. Just fix it. And the guy never showed up. He told me he's coming tomorrow. And I may get in. I might drop the gloves right in my front yard tomorrow. Right when I see him, it's some new dude that has nothing to do with this. I might hit him too.
Yeah, it sounds like you should, right? I'm sorry to hear that. It just means, I guess, I have to come back again. But you must be through the moon with Jeff Carter being a Pittsburgh Penguin, right?
Slow down, Muzzy. Let's talk about someone that's not washed up. Like, he's washed up. I think that he can help them in their run that won't last in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So, literally, as I usually talk about the Penguin, like, you can't disagree with that, can you? Like, because I thought I'd talk about other pressing issues, but you don't seriously, like, he might give them a nice little run, spark, you know, type effort, whatever, that's fine. But they're not a team that's winning anything. At this point, they're not winning anything, right? Like, so we're both down on that, right?
You're right, but I would hold my horses. I think this has been an unpredictable season. I would not be shocked if Jeff Carter does something substantial for this team, considering what he's done earlier in his career, the fact that he still has his speed, he still has his shot. You couple that with Sidney Crosby, hopefully Evgeny Malkin comes back. I'm with you, though. I don't think Pittsburgh is the best team in that division. I think it's going to be tough to beat the Islanders or the Washington Capitals, specifically in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but I don't mind what they gave up to get Jeff Carter, and it was very Brian Burke and Ron Hextall, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Fair enough. But I'm with you on the Capitals and Islanders, and I hate to say it because at this point, I don't think there's anything I hate more than the Islanders or Carver High's face. But I think they're going to beat the Penguins. Like, if they play them, I think they'll beat them like they've done before. Like, when they swept me, I mean, I've had more fun at my proctologist's office than when the Islanders swept the Penguins. When the Canadians and Camilleri beat them in the playoffs several years ago, Carver High, God is my witness, Mafia had to pull me off the George Washington Bridge off of, like, I was on a railing trying to jump into the Hudson from 300 feet up. And then he saved me from that doom. So I can't take it. And I can't take losing to his team. I want to punch him in the face. And I don't, he doesn't even say anything right now because he knows it's true. Like, they'll beat the Penguins and I'll hate him forever.
I know how it feels. You know, I think important to note, too, in that East Division is the success on home ice, which is kind of interesting given this year and how weird it is. And you got a couple people at the games, but Carver's Islanders 18-2-2, your Penguins 16-3-1. I'm curious from that aspect, guys. You know, how much stock to put into getting home ice? I know here covering the North Division, I think the storyline, the narrative is a lot different. I don't think teams are really zoning in on home ice advantage. Yeah, you'd love to have it from a last change point of view, but with no crowd and no expectation of a crowd here in Canada in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's a bit different, and from a betting perspective, it's going to be hard to quantify as well come to postseason. But I can't lie. Like, I like the composition of that Islanders roster. You know, the Capitals made a pretty substantial move today in picking up Anthony Mantha. But certainly this role, I mean, is nothing to sneeze at for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think they've been incredible, you know, especially since Hextall and Burke took over. So never say never, but I think that Isles team is going to be very, very tough in a seven-game series. Sorry to say it.
What do you think of we were watching that Austin Matthews go off the other day for that trick. Like we said today, Carver High and I, that he's like our Hart Trophy winner. I mean, watching that guy play hockey, I mean, honestly, like, so how do you feel about that?
So that's an interesting debate, and I think it's starting to become a bigger debate than it was, say, a week ago. You know, for starters, I think the conversation is there for Connor McDavid. I get it. But quite frankly, there's an award laid out for, you know, Connor McDavid, and that's the Lindsay Award, voted on by his peers. He'll win that every year, it seems, because he's the best player on the planet. But I think you talk about a player most important to his team. I think Austin Matthews for sure has to be in that conversation. Again, you know, to correlate it to, say, you know, the fact that Connor McDavid might have 20 more points than the closest guy in our Ross race, I think there has to be an added weight to the fact that Austin Matthews right now, his 32nd tonight, by the way, in a 4-2 loss to the Montreal Canadiens, is 9 goals up on Connor McDavid. Like, it's not even close. This guy's going to run away with the Rock or Richard. So I certainly think the gap is closing. I think Nathan MacKinnon is a part of that conversation too. But the way this guy is scoring goals, like we haven't seen in a while, and it's with exception of maybe Alex Ovechkin, I think it has been sort of an underrated factor in this debate when it comes to the Hart Trophy. So I think the gap is closing. I ultimately think Matthews is going to run out of time, but that says something for me. The fact that you could win this Rock Richard by a substantial lead.
That guy, you know what he reminds me of? Honestly, he's like an animal. He's like a viper. He's like when he strikes, he comes slithering in there, and then all of a sudden he just fires off these shots that are just unstoppable. He's just snapping pucks into the net and making everyone look foolish. It's so painfully obvious to me that he's the baddest mother on the planet right now in the NHL. It was the other night. I was like, when I was watching that, I was like, Jesus. I go, look at him. He's like an animal. This guy's going after the net. He's a savage.
He's Randy Orton, right? He'll just hit you with that RKO. I don't know if you're a big wrestling guy, but
we've been talking about it all night.
32 goals in 39 games. Yeah, like he's an absolute viper. I think you're right. I think you look at his goal scoring prowess just to wrap up. I think it's incredible that, in his draft year, everybody's talking about Patrick Laine being the goal scorer and Matthews the setup man. And boy, oh boy, has that conversation changed.
All right, Muzzy, hold on a second. We'll come back. I want to talk to him about Taylor Hall. And it's funny he brought up wrestling because we talked about wrestling for a half an hour already. And determined that Charlotte Flair and the Bella twins need to sleep with me at the same time. All right, Pharrell on the bench. We're talking to the Golden Muzzy, Nick Alberga up in Toronto with the Fan. 590 does pre and post Leafs. So the Hall guy got his way. Is that true, the story that Carver High was telling about all those teams wanted him, but he just wanted to go to Boston? And that's why they traded him for a bag of donuts?
It seems like something that makes sense, right? Because I was speculating that I don't think, maybe Buffalo looked at what happened with Carver's Islanders back in 2014 with Thomas Vanek and were like, we want no part of this, so we're going to trade him as soon as we can, right? Because it really is astonishing to me. And granted, they are different players, and I think it's important to note, too, $8 million, you still prorated trade deadline time. You got to pay a pretty penny, which, Boston ends up doing. But Nick Foligno ends up going more, so does Sam Bennett for Taylor Hall. If you were to tell me that, 2 years ago when Taylor Hall won the Hart Trophy, you would have called me crazy, which you already know I am, right?
Right. So did you tell me the story about what's going on in Canada right now, in Toronto and stuff with like the COVID? Like I saw David Muir does the evening news in New York on ABC, as you probably know. He was talking about it tonight that it's like crazy up there right now.
It's nuts. You guys know this too. Anybody in this world, man, it's just such a drag to wake up every day and just know that COVID just continues to control us. And it's out of hand. Honestly, we have stay-at-home orders here, but they're really not doing much about it. You can really do what you want, and it's tough to say that. But and not to mention the vaccine isn't being rolled out fast enough like it is certainly in the United States. So I think we're at a point where it's sort of a race. Every day there's more and more cases. I think we hit an all-time high yesterday and today for that matter. But I think we're at a race to get the vaccine, and it's sad to say because we want to go back to real life. But it's hit us really, really hard. It was a better start than other places, but in recent months, especially with the variants, you saw what happened in Vancouver with the Brazilian variant. It's just been out of hand, and it's uncontrollable at this point.
Can you believe what's happened to that team? It's like they got taken away by aliens. Like they've been just out of commission. It seems like I think people forgot about them.
Like, honestly, you have, right? Like, it's been that long. And then I don't, think it's fair, and life's not fair right now, but the expectation for them to come back and play a billion hockey games to wrap up this season where they're not going to make the Stanley Cup playoffs. I get it's all about revenue, and you owe it, depth to, sponsors and all that, and TV broadcasters and radio. But I mean, it's unfair to the expectation for Vancouver to finish up this slate. You know, for the best of my knowledge, they want to still finish up this 56 game slate, but they're not going to make the playoffs. They were sort of active today. Adam Gaudette gets traded. Jordy Benn to the Winnipeg Jets, but they didn't make much. They re-signed Tanner Pearson, but you're right. Like, it's just been one of those seasons in general for Vancouver, especially given what they did in the bubble, maybe exceeding expectations. I think thoughts were high for this team this year, and they never really got cooking from the get-go, or Elias Pettersson had a really, really difficult start, and now they're dealing with COVID.
So my buddy was at the Vegas game the other night. I don't know, 7-4 game. I forget. It was Arizona or somebody. They beat them 7-4. I can't even remember who it was. But
it was.
He was at the game, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm at the game." And I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome." And they literally had these just sickening seats. And there was like, you know, they only let so many people in, and they were sitting right on the glass, like, for this game. And they saw 11 goals sitting right on the ice. And I'm like, "Wow, that's crazy." And then the guy, when they left, they started talking to me on the phone. They called me to talk about how they sat on the glass. And I was sitting there. That's cool. But they were saying that they think that out there, they legitimately think that they're the best team in the league, that they can beat anybody, and that they're going deep in the playoffs. And what did you think of the deal they did for Janmark? And do you buy that, or is it pretty much them and Colorado? Like, how do you see it playing out? Because that's what they were calling me from the arena in the car on the way home, talking like, we're taking it.
Yeah, but again, like, it's amazing with Vegas because they really haven't felt adversity yet, right? Like, it's stupendous to me, the fact that this team is in cap hell and they're in their fourth season in the NHL. You talk about unrealistic expectations, just ask the Seattle Kraken. To your point, I honestly felt like the Matthias Janmark deal was one of the more underrated, under-the-radar type deals today. I like Janmark a lot. He's having good season with Chicago, and I think he's a Swiss Army knife. He's a guy who can play up and down your lineup, and I do think he fits in perfectly with the Vegas Golden Knights. To that point, I still think, and it's easy to say, but I think Tampa is still the team to beat. That indisputably, I think the biggest deadline pickup is going to Tampa, and his name is Nikita Kucherov, right? He comes back in the Stanley Cup playoffs. This team is incredible without the guy. Then you added Nikita Kucherov, who's a bona fide 100-point scorer in an 82-game season. Not to mention they pick up David Savard from the Columbus Blue Jackets. I think that team is going to be so, so difficult. And as you know, with the reseeding this time around, there's not really conferences. Vegas has their work cut out for them. There's no doubt they're a good team, but I just think, especially in this season, even specifically with the team I cover in the Maple Leafs, it's just so hard to quantify who's better than who because they don't play each other, right?
Well, I mean, I would love to see, for once, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I believe that they'll do anything other than what they always do is lose. But the Leafs, I would love to see them for once, with as talented as they are and with as capable as they are and as good as they've been, that they could actually do something for effing once. You know what I mean? Like, I need them to, like, actually do something instead of all this other rhetoric. I mean, they have bombed in the playoffs. And they've lost every which way but loose. They need to go kick somebody's ass with as good as they look. Like, I was watching them snapping, you know, tape-to-tape passes and scoring. And, I mean, they look fantastic. I was like, wow, what's going on here? But, you know, there's teams, whenever they play those really brutally good teams from the East, you know what I'm going to say, they lose to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. And it's about time it stops. But it's not on me.
No, you're right. And bottom line, it is unacceptable. Certainly the kryptonite has been in the last decade, we'll say the Boston Bruins, but they had their chance in the bubble, right? It was the Columbus Blue Jackets who just stymied the Maple Leafs beyond belief. They shut them out in 2 of 5 games. And I think you're right. Certainly going into this season, I was not judging this team, and certainly nothing was predicated on how they did in the regular season. It's all about the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's cup or bust. At least get out of the first round. I think it's important to note Scotty, this team hasn't won a playoff round in like 15 years. Just think about that. So I think, you know, I understandably think people are excited in this town. I think they had generally a pretty good deadline to pick up Nick Foligno. I think is an important piece to add. They pick up David Rittich, a goaltender. I think, you know, it's positive, certainly from that respect, to look at what they've done. But on that note, until you prove it in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I can't legitimately say and sit here and say this is a, you know, a bona fide Stanley Cup contender. I think it's time to go out there and prove it, right? But I think there's no doubt you look on paper, they have a really, really good roster. But it's another thing to go out and do it in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
So Carver High and I were comparing the Nature Boy to the WrestleMania guys of today, like Roman Reigns and such. And we were disappointed. We were disappointed because we basically rattled off all of the several many other great wrestlers that are better than the ones of today, too. But did you watch WrestleMania Sunday? Did you watch?
I watched bits and pieces, right? It was a two-night extravaganza. I thought it was hilarious that, you know, the WWE has been so good with not having rainouts and, like, years of having outdoor events, and now the one outdoor event where they come back from a year-long pandemic and they have a rain delay to kick things off on Saturday was rather apropos. But in general, I just think it's great to have a crowd back because I have been a big-time wrestling fan. It just hasn't been the same in the last year, we'll say. And the booking's been terrible, too. But outside of maybe Bianca Belair and that whole moment with Sasha Banks and winning the title and maybe the three-way to wrap up Sunday night, I thought it was an absolute dud, and I'm just looking forward to the future, I guess.
Carver High, did you hear the Muzzy?
Thumbs down.
He came in with just a haymaker at the end. It just
sucks, man.
Did you hear him, Carver High?
I mean, he's probably not. I mean, honestly, why do they need to do multiple nights? Like, back when I was a kid, it was one night. WrestleMania, that's it. Super Bowl of wrestling. I mean, two nights. What the hell are you going to do over two nights?
Well, Carve, the problem is they want to get everybody on the big stage, right? And next year it's in Dallas. Can't wait for that. But I think it just, you know, if you put it into one night, you're looking at a 7-8 hour show. So I actually don't mind the two nights. I think next year they go back to one night. But that's the problem. They want to get everybody... Yeah.
Is it at Jerry's World? I got like 30 seconds. Is it at Jerry's World?
Yeah,
is that where they're having it? Oh, God. That
exactly
place is 100,000. That place would be crazy. We should go to it.
Mm-hmm.
We should go to it.
Let's do it, man.
Woo! WrestleMania! I got a Stanley Cup in my new studio. You got to see it, Golden Muzzy. One of these days when you're in New York, you got to see the new Magic City Studios at the Ferrella Place. Well, thanks for coming on the bench, brother. Enjoy the rest of the hockey season. Talk to you soon about the playoffs.
Can't wait for 2035.
There he is, the Golden Muzzy, legend. On the bench with Carver High. So what did you think of Hicks sitting out tonight in the Yankees win over the Jays in Dunedin? It was 75 and clear in Dunedin.
Well, yeah, Hicks sat out because of everything that's going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota, of course. You know, he used to play there. Is what it is. That's his choice. That's his right. Boone and the Yankees gave him the night off. I thought the interesting part before that, Scotty, was that he was going to hit sixth tonight. He actually wasn't going to hit third.
So they were finally,
going
to move him down in the order because he sucks. I don't even care. He hit a home run. I didn't even blink.
Yeah, the original lineup before he went out, they had him hitting sixth. So it looks like he was finally going to be on the move, and I will see if he's back in there tomorrow. I'm sure he will be if he's ready to go. I'll tell you what does bother me, though, about it, and since you brought up the Yankees and Hicks and the lineup and things like that.
Right.
The one thing that we said in the winter when they brought Gardner back was, that's fine if you want to do that, but if you're going to bring him back, hopefully that doesn't take away opportunities for Clint Frazier, because Clint's supposed to be out there every day. He's earned it. He's a young player. He needs to grow into that spot. What happened this weekend in Tampa? Gardner played 2 out of 3 games. Clint sat. You know, it just...
That's probably why he's hitting 200.
He doesn't get any at-bats. It just doesn't make any sense to me why they continue to do this with the kid. I just don't get it, you know.
How stupid are they? Because honestly, if they were to like realize how young and talented he is and how good he can rake, and then they got this old guy. Now, I get it. People love Guardy Party, and he runs fast and makes catches and gets a home run every here and there. But the bottom line is that if they decide to stick with him, because they constantly do it, and they've always screwed over Frazier, if they decide that they're going to go Guardy Party and just blow this kid off, they should have traded him 2-3 years ago. Bottom line is they've ever done is messed with him, and they're doing it again. And so they should, you know what will happen is they'll go with Guardy, and then they're going to get burned on it because he is old, and that's just all there is to it. And Frazier's the one with the upside.
And then tonight, they start Frazier in left, right? And then they bring Gardner in for defense in like the 6th or 7th inning. Like the kid got 2 at-bats. Like why? Like, he was and he used to be a hack in the field. There's no doubt about it. Right. And I've always said that the gold glove voting nonsense was always garbage. It's an absolute joke. He was a finalist for a gold glove last year. I mean, he improved when he went to left field. He got better. And we're taking him out for D. It's all so silly. What the stuff that they do with the lineup and the stuff that they think that they're the smartest guys in the room. Boone and Cashman and all those people, they all think they're the smartest guys in the room. And where does it get them every year? They lose.
They lose.
So
that's what happens every year. They lose. I mean, they win a lot of games, but then they lose in the playoffs. It's
well, they
like
win
clockwork.
A lot of games. They win a lot of games because the American League stinks and they can thump their chest against all these bad teams. That's why.
No, that's one way of looking at it. So you think every team in the AL sucks?
I think that the majority of them do. I don't think there's a lot of good teams in the American League. Like, honestly, there just isn't. There's the bottom of it, like, there's no middle in the American League. There's 4 or 5 good teams, and then everybody else just flat out stinks. Like, really? Baltimore, Detroit, Kansas City, Seattle. You know, we'll see. It's only been a week. Maybe the Angels are a little bit better than we thought. The Rangers aren't very good either. Like, there's just so many bad teams. But I'm down on the Yankees. You can tell it. I'm down on the Yankees.
All the teams suck.
They all suck. All of them suck. I'm down on them. They bother me.
So when you're watching them, you're getting mad. As like even tonight when Cole was dealing and they won, you're mad. And what did your boy get in Higgy with it? Did he hit a 2-run shot?
He hit 2 homers. He drove in all the runs. He hit the 2-run homer and a solo homer. He provided all 3 runs tonight.
Your boy getting Higgy with it.
It's amazing.
Remember when, didn't he pitch to him always last year? Wasn't that Cole's go-to guy?
This was the first time he caught him this year. I mean, the last time.
So why did they start Sanchez in the cold in the Bronx when the season started instead of the guy that he likes?
Because they're the Yankees, and you can't figure out anything that they're doing. They are the smartest guys in the room. They know more than everybody. They will never win with that guy managing.
So true.
They will never win with Aaron Boone managing.
Remember when he used to call, Cashman used to call the show and talk about sleeping outside?
Yeah.
Right? So he does some homeless thing he gets involved with. And it's serious. Like the guy sleeps out in like bitter cold and driving rain. He sleeps out in the city. He does it every year. He's crazy. Doesn't he like scale buildings too, like Spider-Man?
Well, yeah, he used to do all that stuff. Like he did a lot, and it's all for charity. He did like skydiving. He did base jumping. Like he did like all this extreme stuff, and there was always like a charity tied into it. And then you remember, like he ripped up both of his legs, like both of his knees. Remember, he had like the bad accident doing one of those things. So then he had to cool it. Like, he couldn't do it anymore. And that's when then he still wanted to do charitable stuff. So that's when he started doing the sleepover thing after he ripped up his legs in that. I forget which one it was. He did so many of the extreme sports for charity. I don't know which one he ripped up his – he got the injury with. But then he started going with the sleepovers.
So he finally got shut down physically. So he had to do the homeless thing. Wow.
But he still provide. Listen, that's still, he still does an unbelievable job for charity. It's a great job by Ken.
It's great. It's great. He calls the show and talks about it, right?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool that he does it. And then, so I could have sworn I saw him like recently, like rappelling down some skyscraper, didn't I?
I guess maybe he's gotten back to 100% after the injury a couple years ago and decided
he's
back to get
at
back.
It.
He's back at it now. I mean, I don't know.
He's back. He's back. He's scaling buildings. That's your boy over there. The A's are up 6-2 on the Diamondbacks. Bottom six. Reds 3-0 on the Giants in the city. Yay, top eight. Padres beat the Pirates 6-2. Fail. Yankees win 3-1 over the Jays. Rays 1-0 over the Rangers. Glasnow was pitching tonight. Getting involved for the Rays. Former Bucco, another guy that basically I should hate at this point. Marlins 5-3-10 over the Braves. They beat them. That was a great bet. Brewers 6-3 over the Cubs. Nats won in Bush against the Cards. I had that. Strasburg, I hit the Brewers. Marlins, Angels, I took over the Royals 10-3. The White Sox get it done 4-3. I have to look at the sheet. Hold on. I did hit the White Sox over the Indians, and it was my number three play. That's a beautiful thing. I did get burned on the Astros, though. The Tigers beat them 6-2. Everything else was postponed. Red Sox, Twins, Mariners, O's, Mets, Phillies. I think they're going to try to play two tomorrow, right? Carver High at Citi Field in Queens, the
correct.
Phillies and Mets.
Straight two seven-inning games starting at 4 o'clock.
Very exciting. Avalanche lead the Coyotes 4-2 in the third. The game's about over, so they're going to win. The Knights and Kings at Staples after two, tied at twos. That is a really good one. That's the one you've been watching. Ducks are in the basement. They're playing in San Jose, but they're winning tonight, 3-0 in the second, 12 minutes left. Hawks beat the Jackets 4-3 in overtime. Canadians over the Leafs 4-2. That did not go well for me. Senators beat the Jets. That did not go well either, Carver. Are you surprised at that one? The Senators' big win over the Jets tonight in Ottawa.
Was a little surprised by that. Montreal, Winnipeg coming off a couple wins against Montreal. You can't lose games like that to the Ottawa, especially where you are trying to catch Toronto.
So the Warriors, who seldom come out to play, I think they're up. We got a fight breaking out here. Let's go. Start it up. Go ahead and talk. Go ahead. Wait. Foul language. Haymaker. It's all happening in this Denver Golden State
game.
There is some.
Yeah.
I have to see what happened. First, it's Joker working on green. Joker hook. And then some shenanigans underneath. Oh, there it was. There it was. I saw it. It's zero. I don't even know who that is. I can't see that far, really. But it was definitely ugly. I missed who that was. And Lee. Lee's the guy for the Warriors that got into it. And there's the guy right there. I can't read his name. I think it's Green for Denver, right? And, man, did he just throw Lee down like a rag doll. It was on. I thought there was going to be some shenanigans. I thought there was going to be some action right there. I think they're going to give out some texts or something. Something. Kind of something. Some flagrancy.
Extracurricular activities.
It was all happening. The Suns are blowing out the Rockets. 109-96. 9 left. The Knicks, I can't even believe they beat the Lakers tonight at the Garden. And Randall went off. 111-96. Knicks. I can't even believe it because, I mean, the Lakers just kicked the Nets' ass. I know Kyrie got thrown out of that game. Harden didn't play. Durant did play. All I know is they got a bunch of other guys that can fill it up. But tonight they get whacked by the Knicks, and Randle had 34, 10, and 4. Go ahead, Julius. Get your swerve on, big fella. Sixers whack the Mavs 113-95 in Dallas. Spurs blow out the Magic 120-97. Grizzlies by 11 over the Bulls. The Bulls are melting down, Carver. Pelicans by 7 over the Kings. They were laying 6.5. I think it moved to even higher than that. I got it right here. When it opened, it was 3.5. I know it moved to at least 6.5, right? Like when we were doing coast to coast, I think that number was around 6.5. I could be wrong. Maybe it was. Do you remember what it was? Was it? I thought it was 6.5, but it could have been just 4.5. I got it at 3.5. Maybe it only moved a point. But the Wizards beat the Jazz. That's a huge upset. We talked about that today. I said, you know, the backdoor cover could be there with Beal and Westbrook. They must have gone off. If they won in Salt Lake, I didn't see the game, but Westbrook had 25, 14, and 14. The triple-double, and Beal had 34, 3, and 5. Oh, Jesus. It was all happening. Spida had 42. Bogdanovich had 33. It was just huge. How about that game of the night? The Wizards 125-121 over the Jazz. That's a huge win for the Wizards on the road. Of course, the Nets and T-Wolves did not play because of the murder, shooting death, whatever you want to call it. Cop shot the kid, the 20-year-old kid, father of a baby. Bad scene outside of Minneapolis with the protests. So, a couple of fights broke out in this game, basically, like almost, you know, close fights. Toscano Anderson just got into it with Morris. Toscano Anderson stole the ball at half court, went in, dunked, hung on the rim, and just swung like back and forth like he was at the park on the jungle gym. He had it all going on. And then he hit Morris with his legs, but not intentionally. He was just swinging. And then the guys like shoved him off of him. His legs hit him, and Morris shoved his legs. And then Toscano Anderson landed. He's like, yo, man, don't put your hands on me, brah. And then the other dude's like, yo, watch where you're swinging. B, and then it was on. He's like, listen, shorty. It was all happening. And Toscano had a couple inches on him, I have to say. But earlier, it also happened, right? Carver High, I told you, Lee got into it, and he tried to break up those two, Toscano Anderson and his little fight with Morris. Here's Lee trying to break them up, saying, everybody chill, everybody chill. Meanwhile, Lee got into a fight with Green. With the other Green, you know, the Green on Denver, Jamichael Green, or I think that's his name, Jamichael Green, and they got into it, but it was underneath the basket, but it was way more violent than the other one. The Green fight with Lee, Green just literally threw him to the ground like a rag doll and then said, listen, brah. It was all happening. There was potential for an outbreak, Carver High, and you know how I get.
I don't care
if it's on the ice or in the basketball game. Somebody could lose an eye. Carver High's only interested in the 2-2 hockey game. It's pretty obvious.
Well, we need Vegas to get a goal and then get an empty netter for the puck line here. Let's go.
We got to make some money. I'll see you at 4 tomorrow on Coast to Coast. Check out.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.